amazing. And I made a suggestion of a malted milkshake. And so that is going to be our dessert, is malted milkshakes.
Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin, Mass. FM radio dial 102.9, here in our glorious, cool studio again today with Ariel Doggett from the Senior Center. Ariel, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic, Steve. I am in here where it's nice and cool.
So. Nice and cool.
Nice and cool in
We're
here.
Have a cool time talking about hot August days and nights.
I know. It
and
is
all
a
the
steamer.
Happenings in August.
There is a lot happening in August. There's always a lot happening at the Senior Center.
And hopefully it's not as humid as it is today.
Good
but,
grief,
you
I
know.
Hope not. It's oppressive out there.
Quite, which is why we're enjoying being inside.
Exactly. And the Senior Center is a cooling center. So,
which we needed to mention somewhere along the way here anyway, because this, the library, the Senior Center, those are acknowledged cooling places for all residents, not just seniors.
Yeah. So you can come in, get cool, and participate in some cool programming.
Hey, you know, just happens. There's some dance, chair exercise, maybe an info session on something. You've
Absolutely.
Got a variety of those going?
Yes, we do. And if you're missing it, then come and ask me for it and I'll bring it in.
Indeed. So, in August, what are you going to start with other than it opens August 1? Oh,
it
that's
does.
A Friday, I think, right?
Ooh, I should know. I think it
August
is a Friday.
August 4th is a Monday.
Yes,
so.
Because that is my daughter's birthday.
Happy birthday in advance.
Yes, thank you. I will pass that along to her.
Cool.
Actually, on August 1st, we do have a program. It's a continuation of Thrive Beyond Time. We have this wonderful local youth volunteer who is supported by her mother, who is an occupational therapist, and it's a six-week wellness campaign. She's got all these great topics, including health, heart health, fall prevention, brain boosting activities. You don't need to register for the event. It is encouraged as always. And she is going to be in on all the Fridays in August before school starts. So the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think we did talk about that a little bit in during our July, in case people may recall. But it's happening now.
It's still happening. I know. I love it when kids approach me and say, hey, I've got this idea.
Can I do this?
Yeah. So it's great. So she's coming in. And another continuation is our intro to belly dancing. Excellent
yeah,
fun.
That
and
one caught
exercise.
My ear eye last time. It was like belly dancing.
It is. And people are loving it. It's a great workout. And we're, I think, going to continue it. We're going to take a break after this and bring it back, I think, in September. But we'll talk about that in the future.
Sure.
So, and the UFOs. Who doesn't like a UFO?
But UFO? Unidentified flying objects?
Well, sort of.
Or do you
of.
Have another acronym for that?
I do. The Ukulele Friends. Orchestra.
They ukulele friends.
Ukuleles, yeah.
I mean, you can have friends. And with a ukulele, usually people kind of like go away.
Oh, I love the ukulele. It's great.
I know, I'm teasing.
Little mini tiny guitars, as I say, although that's probably not accurate
they
at all.
They do come in big versions.
They do.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, Jamie Barrett, one of the local Franklin troubadours, musician.
Extraordinaire.
That was the word I was trying to get to. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. He, at least at some point in time, because I remember in the socials, he had his class with all ukuleles, and he had a humongous one.
Well, look at that. I've learned something new. That's interesting. I'm going to look that up when I get home.
Yes.
So the UFO concert is happening on August 6th. It is at 6 p.m., so we're staying late, and it is open to everybody in the community. So
August 6th, that's a Wednesday.
Yep, it is a Wednesday. If you've got, you know, kids or parents or, I don't know, whoever wants to come, all are welcome. And also on the 6th, we are taking a guided tour of our very own Franklin Historical Museum.
Yes. Which is not normally open on a Wednesday, so you've got a special deal.
We do. We have a little in there. They're very, very kind, and we are going to go see there's something old and something new.
Is that the wedding display?
Yes, it
which
is.
Which I did share. I do have some photos. It's quite amazing.
It is. I'm very excited. I guess they've brought back the dress from 1946. It's a parachute dress that has an amazing 15-foot train, and it's sewn from the silk used in a Japanese military parachute.
Yes. I knew it was there. I did not specifically find that one. But from a senior center perspective, the dress that Stella Jean wore.
Oh, wow.
Is there.
Oh, that's
and
excellent.
People who've been here for a bit would recognize Stella.
Yes, and we have a room named after her.
Yes. Yep. So that should be a key stop. I know it's in the corner. I took a photo. They even had some little things that like favors and whatnot. And
I will make sure Alan Earls and Jan Prentice are wonderful. They work there, and they're going to be doing the guided
both
tour
of them,
for us.
I'm sure.
They will pull people into that display.
Say, hey, you will know. Remember Stella?
Yep.
Here.
Oh, that's exciting. I know, and I guess they go back decades. So from the late 1800s right up till the 2000s.
Oh, if obviously they're touring, so if people have been there before, if you know those kind of displays with the glass tops, they've got photos, in some cases two or three, from like 1840, 1850, 1890, 1920. It's not exactly in decade order, but it's just amazing to see the variety of, clearly the generally white.
Right.
But the variations, we were talking about ephemeral and things change. The fashions have changed over time.
They have. And sometimes they circle back around. I'll have to see if I can get myself on that tour or get there one of the days they're open.
And while we're at it, Saturdays from 10 to 1, Sundays from 1 to 4.
Yes.
So the library is not open on Sundays.
So you should go to the museum.
The historical museum is from 1 to 4.
That is a great idea to go to.
Yes.
Eat Around the World is going to be early next month. It's on the 8th, and we're eating around the world featuring America. So, we've traveled all over the globe and we decided to explore America a little bit. We're doing Texas this month. Next month is Louisiana. And we are featuring a jambalaya, which is sausage and shrimp, coleslaw, and a Creole bread pudding. Mm-hmm. So, Chef Ann is putting that out, which we're excited about. And then we have a sing along with Kathy on the 12th at 10:45. So anyone that's interested, you can come and join in the lobby for a lively sing along.
Cool.
She's lovely. It's nice. And also on the 12th at 10 o'clock, Stop the Bleed.
Yes.
This is important. The Franklin Health Department is going to teach you how to recognize life-threatening bleeding and how to effectively control it. So you have the opportunity to learn how to save a life.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think that's one of the regular things that they do in coordination with the fire department, I believe.
Yes.
Once a month, it's the Stop the Bleed, and the other one's the hands-free CPR.
Correct.
So if you miss one month, stay tuned because the next one's coming
the
next month.
We will be bringing it back. Exactly. And you'd be amazed, the situations that you end up in where you can literally save someone's life just by taking this class. So it's very important. Right. I mean, hopefully you never need it, but if you do, you're better to have it than say, ooh, I wish I took that.
A little awareness can go a long way in that way.
It can. And I've taken it. It's actually a pretty cool little gruesome,
but
very cool.
This is not a certification program, but it's helpful to get the refresh at least every couple of years.
Exactly.
To just find out some things may have changed or you it may not have hit you as, oh, I can do that.
Right. Or God forbid you're alone and something happens, like to know how to take care of yourself is also important.
Sure.
On the 12th is a packed day here. At 1 o'clock, we have social neuroscience.
Oh, that sounds like a Kimberly O'Brien session.
It is a Kimberly O'Brien session. Are we wired to be kind or selfish, together or alone?
That's debatable to a certain extent, but I'm sure she's got some psychological answers for that.
She does. She's going to go over some classic studies in psychology and neuroscience that have defined our understanding of what it means to be human.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of both, maybe.
Yes.
So, on the 13th, Project Health. So CVS is going to be coming in for a free checkup. They're, I guess, going to check you up. You can have your blood pressure, sugar, weight, cholesterol, and other screenings done. You do not need an appointment. You do not need insurance. And there is no cost.
Ooh.
I know. Free.
Free. As in F-R-E-E.
Explanation point.
Capitalized.
F-R-E-E. Capitalized. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Something to take advantage of.
Exactly.
By the way, if there's a long line, you'll still be cool inside.
Yes, you will. And we'll have seating and probably snacks, realistically.
You never can tell, right?
Yeah, but you probably don't want to, eat too much sugar
before you have the test.
Yeah, maybe wait till after.
Yeah, put it in the pocket for on the way out.
There you go. And on the 13th, after you take care of your health, you should take care of your teeth. Dental Blue 65, Medicare. Dental care is essential for your overall health, and regular dental checkups to help protect your smile and prevent problems down the road are very, very important. Mm-hmm. So we have Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts coming in to talk about the Dental Blue 65. It's available to everybody over 65. So they have different plans, and they're going to be talking about all of that.
I might have to go to that one because I have a current plan from another provider. You got to be cost competitive.
Yes,
so,
you do. It's smart to check it out.
Sure.
So, and if it's less expensive with better coverage.
Hey, save some money.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Pizza and a Movie Night is on the 13th at 4 o'clock, and we're going to be showing Twisters.
Twisters?
Yes, yeah, Storm Chasers and Tornadoes.
Yes.
So it is a standalone sequel to the original Twisters. So same type of theme, but you don't have to have seen the first one to understand the second one.
It might be weather appropriate for that time, too. Who knows?
It might be. We do seem to be having some very extreme weather lately. So, maybe we'll learn a trick or two.
Yes.
Things not to do.
Yes. Certainly don't go tracing too close to those things.
No.
Unless you're really in the appropriate vehicle.
I love watching the Storm Chasers. They'll show them on different streaming and social medias.
Right.
And
right.
Some of these people, I'm like, boy, they're awful close. Like, I don't know that's the best
plan. Well, the other
plan.
Thing, too, and it's done deliberately because clearly you're getting closer and closer. But, it was recorded.
Right.
It is now being shown.
Right.
Somebody had to have been successful.
Right. Yes. So
at least keep that in the mind.
I try to keep that in mind. And if it's a live one, I'm usually like, ooh, I'm going to wait till that just circles back around and make sure the ending's okay. So
definitely.
On the 14th at 11 a.m., Fall Prevention and Home Safety Tips. It's an educational seminar providing insight on preventative measures to help reduce your risk of falling.
Yes, it's always a concern, especially as we get older.
It is. Balance isn't always what it used to be for any of us.
And then the older we get, the longer it takes to recover from some of those things.
It does. It does. And it's interesting. So I had vestibular issues, and my balance was completely off, and it really threw me for a loop. So it's not a comfortable feeling to lose your balance.
Definitely.
On the 14th at 10 a.m., we're going a little backwards there, we have rescheduled our mandala sand art. So this is a very peaceful, guided journey to create a beautiful sand mandala. And these are absolutely gorgeous. It does cost $10 per person. We're supplementing it through FOFI.
Okay.
And they're gorgeous. They're these kits. It's going to be guided. It's about a two-hour class.
Two hours of quiet, mindful,
peaceful,
meditation, peaceful,
yes,
and then creating
away some
art with.
Exactly. I mean, that sounds lovely to me. So, and I've seen the end result product, and I'm really impressed by how beautiful
they
are.
Good.
And keeping on that peaceful mode, on the 18th from 1 to 3, we have our Zentangle class. Mm. Zentangle is a very peaceful way to reduce your stress through creating simple but beautiful designs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and they did a very interesting thing last month called Found Poetry. So,
yes.
Yeah, so you're familiar with this.
I absolutely am familiar with that.
All right.
Yes.
Well, I took a page out of Midsummer's Night Dream from an old book that I have, and I did Found Poetry through it. And I did that last night as sort of a mindfulness, moment. So it was a lot of fun. I highly recommend that. The woman that teaches it is excellent.
Okay.
So
yeah, we could do a separate session on Found Poetry, but The Great Gatsby's 100th anniversary is this year.
Oh.
So I reread it.
Yeah.
And then found paragraphs, pages, at least lines.
Mm-hmm.
And then within that found, in my words, found ku. So I did shirku, which is my version of haiku.
Okay.
So I found the 19 syllables that F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote once upon a time, but he had no idea he was writing Sherku at the time.
Look at that. You're ahead of your time.
He was well ahead of his time. But his phrasing, and as an example, I mean, he was very descriptive of that roaring 20s.
Yes.
And a lot of great language. And yeah, there were just snippets. And just that snippet, you can just, oh, you're back in the roaring 20s, whatever. Yeah, it is a fun thing to do.
It is.
And there's a variety of ways to do it.
I'll reread The Great Gatsby now. I had to read it in high school. I think everybody did. I enjoyed it then. So.
Yeah. Well, there's also a book club starting in Franklin, of which I'm aware, because I also happen to, I volunteered to go, that wants to discuss The Great Gatsby.
Oh.
And I've also found that because it's the 100th anniversary, there are also things where there are other authors who have reimagined Gatsby and rewritten the story, like from Daisy's point of view or from Jordan's point of view. The most recent one, and I probably will not commit to having the name and the author properly, but she reimagined it as a detective whodunit.
Interesting.
With the three lady characters.
Okay.
All with viable alibis, and yet one of them actually did it.
Oh, I like that. I'd be very interested in that.
So if you're interested, yeah, we'll have to, I'll put the link in the show notes for this, and since
Perfect.
We've teased them enough.
Excellent. When, do you know what month is the 100th anniversary, when it was published?
I think it was actually earlier this year, but they're kind of doing it. Kind of celebrating all this year.
Okay.
I'll include that date.
All right.
In the show
Maybe we're
going
to have to do some Great Gatsby theme things in the fall.
Oh, later this year. We'll have time because it's still during the year.
All right.
By all
I like
means.
That. All right. We're going to have to talk after this.
Could be another Eat Around the World America, do a 20s theme dressing, costume, whatever.
I like that. Maybe because I believe they made a movie.
They've made multiple movies.
So maybe we show that for our pizza and movie night one night too.
Yep, because I've one, actually, this author who I referred to, she did an essay at the back of the book, and she referred to one particular movie as being better than another, but there were multiple iterations, and she reviewed them in her reworking, because she wanted to make sure she was true to the original characters.
Okay.
Although, obviously, she changed what
they did. Yeah, yes, exactly, giving her own spin to them. Oh, look at this. All right, I'm excited for this. And we're working on new programming, too. So
how about that?
I know, multitasking here. We have our hearing clinic on the 19th from 10:30 to 12:30. Did you know that hearing loss increases your risk factor for developing Alzheimer's and memory loss?
Say that again, please.
Yeah.
Teasingly, of course.
Let me repeat that for anyone who didn't hear me. Hearing loss increases your risk significantly for developing Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. Studies indicate that even mild hearing loss can double your risk.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So that is important.
It
to
is
notice.
Very important. Yeah. I guess you stop hearing certain sounds and syllables and then your brain forgets them. So.
Well, and it's interesting too, because I think even in Kimberly's last session, to a certain extent, the body learns and all our senses are kind of overwhelmed as we learn, and then we recognize something, then it kind of like categorizes it, and we don't have to worry about that anymore. Hence, you hear the story, you live next to the train station, the visitor comes in and says, the train's going all the time. What train?
Yeah.
Because you're living there, you've blocked
it,
and you just, you normalize it.
Mm-hmm.
But when something goes on the other side,
yes,
and then you don't hear it anymore, that could really have some implications.
It could. So make sure you get your ears checked.
Amy Azra. Yes.
Yes.
She's a local
attorney. She's great. She's coming back on the 19th at 11 o'clock, and she is creating an emergency folder. So she's presenting at a lunch and learn how to create an emergency folder and what to put inside of it, like a healthcare proxy, HIPAA authorization, things like that.
Yeah.
So including things, summary of insurance, key accounts, but she'll go over all of that. And it's so important to have, because when you're living with somebody, if something goes wrong, you need all these documents, and you don't want to be searching for them and all of that. So it makes sense to have
I
that.
I think at one of the, whether it was the Disability Expo or Senior Expo, the fire department also had kind of a little plastic thing with an insert to put on your refrigerator.
File of life.
With all those important details.
Yes, and we also have those at the senior center.
Ah, so that they can tie together. And
they
then Amy sounds like it goes a little bit more detailed.
It does. It does. It would actually include probably forms like a MULST form or other things that need to be in there. If you've got healthcare proxy, things like that that you need to physically have with you. So on the 20th, we are doing fall prevention and physical therapy. So learn about the role physical therapy plays in fall prevention. And they are serving lunch. So look, you can come to eat lunch, you can come get free lunch, you can learn about all kinds
of
things.
Talk about balancing life and nutrition and balance. I mean, you know.
The balance of life. I like that. That's good. And also on the 20th is our Memory Cafe, our monthly Memory Cafe. And we have Rich Teeter that is going to be coming in on that day. We just had one today. It was wonderful. It was
quite
rocking in there.
Yes.
On the 21st, it is National Senior Citizen Day. Dun, da, da, dun.
Time for us to be recognized.
So we are going to recognize you by I'm going to host trivia. So,
trivia. You're really going to put us to test?
I'm going to put you to test. I'm going to test your memory through the years. It's going to be a fun game of trivia, and prizes are going to be awarded.
There's going to be some advantage for those who are really older than others because they may know more.
They might. So I'm going back through the decades.
Question again is whether they remember what they learned once upon a time.
Yep. You'd be surprised at one sticks in your head. Like when you go to trivia and all of a sudden they have like a jingle from the 70s or 80s pop up and you're like, oh, I know what that is. It's, XYZ company. Yeah.
So Mikey likes it. Look at
Life cereal. See?
See?
Yep, exactly. Now I have all these jingles running through my head. Thanks, Steve. So hopefully you'll join us at trivia then.
Hopefully there won't be earworms that'll last the rest of the day for you.
I know. Well,
unless they're pleasant ones.
Yes, and those are okay.
Because there are pleasant ones.
Yes, there are. Some of them aren't. Now I've got two of them that aren't. I'm not going to torture you.
No. You don't want to bring them back to your own mind either.
No. On the 21st at 1, we're doing a clay class. So Jillian's going to teach people how to make polymer clay goose for your garden. You can make the goose with a flower hat, a kerchief, or a rain hat.
Polymer clay.
Mm. Yep, that was popular. She did mushrooms once and I think little gnomes once, and they were adorable.
Excellent.
So we brought that back. The 22nd at 11 is our party. We are going back to the good old days.
How far back?
Probably the 50s and 60s.
That's a good ways.
Yeah. Yeah,
the 50s were good years.
They were good years. It was fun. We've got the Steve Rudolph Trio, and they're going to be playing for us. We actually have a trio coming in, and we're going to do, some candy themes, and I've seen the menu for it. It looks amazing, and I made a suggestion of a malted milkshake, and so that is going to be our dessert, is malted milkshakes.
So
that should be fun, and Chef Ann will be whipping up the good stuff.
A little sock hopping.
Yes, exactly. on the 26th at 1 o'clock is our drum circle.
Yes.
And yes, that's a monthly occurrence with Kimberly. And it's very relaxing. It's rhythmic, relaxing. It's good exercise, too. And all the drums are provided, or you're welcome to bring your own or bring another percussion instrument that you'd like. Our Rainbow Cafe is on the 26th at 2 o'clock. And we are going to have ice cream and games.
Ice cream and games. That's always, or normally is always, the last Tuesday of the month.
Yes, it is. That is the last Tuesday at 2. And everybody in the LGBTQIA+ community is welcome, which pretty much should include everybody because the A is for ally. Mm-hmm. And Julie from Springwell is going to be collaborating with us and coming and running some of the games.
Okay.
On the 27th at 11, we have fraud prevention. The Norfolk Sheriff's Department is going to keep you safe from scams.
There are
some doozies out there.
There are some nefarious folks.
They are, and it's amazing how they can make it look like it's something that you need to respond to, and they're aggressive and threatening.
I got an email yesterday. This is the invoice for so-and-so, and it was like, well, if it's the invoice for so-and-so, why are you sending it to me?
Right. Yep.
delete, mark delete. Spam, go. Yep.
You know, or just the ones that say hi, and you're like, oh, who is this? But when you respond, who is this?
You don't respond to
them. You
those.
Don't respond. No. If you don't if you know don't, who it
if
is.
If they're not in your contact list, delete.
Delete, exactly.
Right.
Our bereavement support group is going to be on the 27th at 1. That's a reoccurring event. The 27th at 2:30, we have karaoke. So you can join us for an hour of singing and friendship. It is always a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some regulars that come. We always get some new people.
Yeah, they're singing and having a good time while laughing at others singing and having a good time.
Exactly. We have dancing. We had a group of dancers last time.
Oh, cool.
So it's fun. And then we wrap up the month on the 28th with acrylic art. You get to paint a fun picture. You are guided step by step, and you would be amazed at what you can actually create.
You know, we all have talent within us. Some of it is well-developed, some a little less so.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just need to tap into those spaces once in a while.
That's true, but they say there's no wrong art.
This is true.
So, although I beg to differ, because I've been to the Museum of Ugly Art.
Oh,
and,
there are some ugly art that really shouldn't see the light of day.
Right. Yeah. I think it was in a basement setting at a church when I saw it. So.
Yeah. It's kind of like, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
That's a good life motto, too, you know?
Think about that. What do you really want to try for your legacy?
Exactly.
Ugly art or something akin to Beethoven, Van Gogh, whatever.
Right. Or if you create ugly art, maybe don't sign your name, you know. Sign with an X.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's our August. Lots going on. And
yes.
Yeah. Busy,
lots
busy.
Going on. And people may say, well, wait a minute, Steve, you didn't say there's a Q&A in August. No, there isn't. Not this month. We're taking the month off.
That's
because
right.
It's relatively quiet. There are things happening, but mm-hmm. It's been relatively quiet on the town front. So we'll skip August, come back in September.
That'll give you a nice little break.
We're doing a family thing away. So, yeah, it's just perfect timing.
Exciting. I know. Vacations. It's always a good thing.
Yep. Definitely need that time to relax and recover. And sometimes, given, unfortunately, the major news that's always like breaking here mm-hmm. and there, it's just, it gets overwhelming.
It does. It's important to decompress
and have that moment of gratitude sometime during the day, because we can be grateful for having a cool senior center.
Yes, we can.
A cool library.
Yes. And grateful for wonderful folks like yourself who get the word out and keep people connected here in Franklin.
Mm-hmm. And places like the Senior Center to go to and meet others and meet new folks and do some fun things and learn some stuff.
That's always one of my favorite things when a new person walks in and they say, you know, I'm new in town, I don't know anybody. And, you know, one of us staff members will pair them with somebody and mm-hmm. they immediately have a new best friend and they are welcomed in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, doesn't take long.
No, it doesn't. No, there's always a friend you can find at the senior center.
Yeah, and that's been the one fun part. And for me personally, even when I have an interview like this, mm-hmm. although we've been doing this for a while, but even with a new person, once you start talking, you realize, oh, you did that. I did this. You did that. I did this. There's just like
connections. Yeah.
The connections, the serendipity of all that is just like, there's not a whole lot that's really different.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And if there's
differences,
it makes it fun.
We enjoy the differences, but, you know, we got an awful lot in common.
Exactly.
We'll see you again for September.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
And stay cool during August. Hopefully it's not going to be too humid.
Oh, I'm hoping it breaks soon. That's my goal. I am looking forward to fall, but I don't want to wish the summer away.
No. Yeah. Summertime's good, and that's one of the reasons that at least I'm here in New England. I like the variability, although I don't like the extremes.
Yes.
I like the variability.
Yes, me too.
Excellent. Yep. Well, thank you for taking time.
Thank you.
To go through August with us.
Yes, always a pleasure.
Oh, good. And for the listeners, thank you for listening. Stay tuned. We'll have more coming in August for September. But in the meantime, there's plenty of happening at the Senior Center. And we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.